Hey, do you have the time?
Yeah, it's Ben and Christy podcast time.
Right now, we're talking about whether your love life does indeed go down the dunny after you get married. And I say this because my fiancé and I are planning to get married November next year. And when I've announced this to people around me, particularly the blokes that have been married for 20 years, they go, don't be stupid, mate.
And you,
don't be stupid. You love
as much as you're saying, oh, whatever, shut up, as if that would happen, I love Mel, there is a little element of doubt in the back of your mind that goes, does it?
Yeah, because
really?
I see these guys as mentors. I see this as, like, I need to know now, do I need to book a one-way ticket to Thailand next year and never come home?
But seriously, I mean, as if that actually happens. Like, you live together. I don't know that why putting on a ring on it would completely change your bedroom activities. I don't understand.
So that's the question across the board this morning. Once you get married, does your love life die off on 13, 12, 16? Becky joins us from Wodonga. What do you reckon, Beck?
Not when you're married to a man as hot as my husband.
Oh, well, I think that must be the secret.
Well, look, it could be. I think, a little bit of mystery never goes astray. I remember when we first got married, I used to say, you know, you try to be adventurous and show all your tricks in one hit. And I had the husband that basically sat back and said, we've got the rest of our lives to discover this. So he's great. He offers a little bit of mystery to me. I offer a little bit to him. And, I'm going to say that, no, it doesn't end after marriage.
So keep a few tricks up your sleeve or in your pants,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And that's what I say to all the young guys and girls out there right now. You don't have to send all these pictures to each other. Like, create a little bit of mystery. Make the pot boil a little bit.
So it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Ta-da! Yes!
Do you know, while
very
we've got
good,
you, Becky, I've got to ask you, though, what do you have to say then to a lot of blokes who have said to me, ahead of me potentially getting married next year,
mm-hmm.
that, mate, don't do it because there goes any form of activity in the bedroom. What are they doing wrong?
Can I just give you a little hint, though? I've had many of mum's meetings and a lot of them have said that if it does die down after marriage, it's actually usually the men.
Wow.
What?
Not
it's
really.
Our fault.
Exactly.
Get out.
What I've got to say is still keep up with the manscaping. Do you do manscaping?
I do, yeah. I make sure I'm all, yep, sweet ass, yeah.
Excellent. Keep up with the manscaping. Always give her a little nibble on the back of the neck. I think that always works.
Jeez, this is getting juicy.
Okay.
But you do that when she's actually doing a task in the house. So if she's vacuuming, just walk up and
so
do that.
So it's cheeky.
What it says is, I really love you doing my housework. Thank you for being a goddess.
See, and, no wonder your fire's still burning, Becky. You've got it sorted, babe.
You just sound hot. I'm gonna go now, Ben. You got me hot and bothered. Unreal.
Oh, look out.
Not sick of the gossip yet?
It's Ben and Christy's podcast.
It's a big, bad, confusing world out there. And how do you ever really know whether something's cool or not? Easy. It's Ben and Christy's Hot or Not.
And discussion today is all about Rihanna's dress that stopped the nation yesterday.
Visible nips. That's why we're asking on 13, 12, 16 this morning. She wore this dress, if you haven't been on the internet in the last 48 hours, it basically crashed the World Wide Web. She was on the CFDA red carpet, which are fashion awards, and she took out fashion icon, took out that trophy yesterday. But her dress has got everybody talking. It was literally Swarovski crystals, and that's it. So it's basically a mesh of diamantes with no like sheer fabric underneath, no nothing to shield her body from basically air.
You see her bum, you see her boobs, and you see her nipples.
You see everything.
It's all out. It's all up
you
for grabs.
See everything. And the bum thing is like, oh, whatever, it's a bum.
That was hot.
But the nipple thing, like,
that was hot.
isn't it funny how, like, when you see a breast, it's not, you don't turn an eye to it, or you don't, like, look twice if the nipple's covered. But you literally saw everything, like, it was fully out, that you were just like, whoa. It was, like, confronting, because it's not something that you see on a red carpet,
like,
you know?
Like, if she just got two bits of black tape as a crossover.
Exactly. And that's what we're asking this morning. Is that actually hot? Like, do guys find that hot? Or sometimes is it a little bit, like, Leave a little bit to the imagination, Dales.
That's a question on 13, 12, 16. And joining us from Albury's Phil, what do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, it's funny. This is why I rang up this morning, guys. I was literally just speaking about this with my girlfriend when we saw the photo, right? I reckon, like, subtlety is way sexier than full-blown showing it. Because
Can I give you a slow clap? Because I thought, oh, we've got a bloke. Phil's definitely going to say, oh, yeah, nipples are hot. But I love that you have gone against that.
Yeah, Dale.
Good.
Because you know what? Like, when you get the imagination going for you never know what's under there. It's like half a surprise. If I know what's there, then what am I fighting for?
Be honest. When you first saw the photo of Rihanna, where did your eyes first go?
Mate, don't, you know what? I'm not
going to
answer that because you're
going to
pigeonhole me.
Their headlights. Look, she's high beaming.
They were out.
They were completely out. With the rest of her body, though, and you naturally look there because you naturally feel that.
Yeah.
That's like going, oh, don't look in the sun. Don't look in the
sun.
Oh, look in the sun. You know, like, I'm just saying that, you know, yeah, sure, I looked at her can straight away, but, mate, like, it doesn't mean that it's hot or not. You've really stuffed me up here, haven't you?
No, I just, as a bloke, for you to be sitting there saying that you think it's not hot, I just wanted to
can we get an official answer? Is it not? Are you saying visible nipples, Phil, this morning or not?
It's not. I would rather. Oh, it's. You know what? I'm just going to go with you, babe. It's not. It's a brave new world, Ben. Get on board.
Yes.
Jeez, what's
Thank
going on this
Thank you so
morning?
Much. It's amazing coming from a bloke.
No worries, darling.
Get your podcast on.
All right, let's go.
The Ben and Christy Show.
It's time to let the border decide.
And today the topic is based on comments Christy made yesterday on the show. Have a quick listen.
Hey, a new survey's been done over in the UK by Marks and Spencer, and it's found that the average woman takes a minimum of 21 minutes to get ready.
21 minutes.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because that's completely false.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Mm-hmm. Is it BS? That's why we're asking you guys this morning. We're going to let you guys decide. Let the water decide on 13, 12, 16. Can a woman get ready in 21 minutes? I'm going to go with yes.
I want the blokes to call in and call this a heap of crap and say no. There's just no way.
No, okay. The thing is, if I want to get ready in 21 minutes, I can. The thing is, I don't want to take...
Have you ever?
I don't want to take 21 minutes to get ready. I'm going to take my sweet time.
13, 12, 16. I need some blokes on the show to lightly crack this down. And we've got Kevin joining us from Wodonga Kev. Is this a load of crap, mate?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. My girlfriend, she can do this.
Why she can?
Get out.
She's taking one for the team.
No way.
That's amazing.
Straight up and down. She can. Oh, hang on. Actually, no, she does need about 3 hours during the day to prepare for that 21 minutes.
But that counts. The 3 hours counts, bloke. Like,
no,
you can't.
Well, the point is, no way. It's not possible. It's just not possible. Like, even we were going out to the movies last weekend, and even just going to the movies, no really any makeup, not too much preparation. Still, she's like, oh, I need an hour.
I need an hour for the movies.
Here I was thinking that your girlfriend was like a godsend.
Like a demon, a weapon.
Somehow she got herself all ready to go out in that amount of time. It's impossible. I'm with you, actually.
Hey, Benny, I don't know if you are like me on this, but you can use that time that she takes to get ready to do some guy stuff.
Yeah, which I actually, so I sit outside and drink beer. This is true. And she gets ready. And then she goes, how many have you had? I'm like, none. Like, it's good.
And you're like, keep going back and getting ready. I'm not ready to go yet.
Another week, another Ben and Christy podcast.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Right, now, if you have joined us, we're having some fun. We're talking about words that you might be pronouncing wrong.
Nike or Nike? How do you pronounce it? There's obviously been so much confusion surrounding that the co-founder has actually come out and opted for the two-syllable pronunciation, Nike, instead of Nike, because he's like, guys, I get asked about it all the time. You say it Nike, not Nike.
Now, just tell everyone quickly this morning, what does your mum say? How does she say balloons?
Balloon. And my dad says cutlery.
So on 13, 12, 16,
so stupid.
We're asking you guys what words you stuff up or you know someone that does. And joining us first is Andrew. What's yours, mate?
It's actually a little town. I still can't pronounce it, and it's been over 30 years. Adabitami.
Adabitami. Where are you talking about?
I think it's Adabitami down near Cooma.
That sounds like the hospital.
Well, yeah, I know, but I still can't say it. I just can't say it. I just say Adabitami and everyone knows what I'm talking about.
What about, do you ever go to that town and say it like that and they're like, mate, it's wrong, mate, you're getting it wrong?
Nah. That was, mate, I was only a teenager and as I said, I'm in my, like, 40s.
Oh, okay, right.
Lucky you don't have to go down there very often.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, about to say. All right, Andrew, thanks for your call this morning, my friend.
Bye.
Up next this morning on 13, 12, 16 is Lockie. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Good. We need a word you stuff up or someone else does. What is it?
Oh, well, when I went to America, they all say Adidas.
Adidas?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's Adidas. And I think off the back of Nike coming out and actually clearing up the confusion, maybe Adidas should do the same.
Yeah, like, it's over there, they even said that they stuff it up. It's Australians say it the correct way.
Oh,
Aussies have it the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, so there you go.
You know what my mum orders, man? She orders a cup of Chino. Cups
that's
of it.
So gourmet. Love it.
Gourmet.
Thanks, Lucky.
Hey, do you have the time?
Yeah, it's Ben and Christy podcast time. Hey, can I show you something? Is this normal?
Oh, dear God. Ah, that is definitely not normal.
Want to know for sure? Ask Ben and Christy, is it normal?
This morning, I announced, and on the weekend, I had a beautiful moment where I actually found you can buy pork crackle on its own from the Woolies out in Thaguna for $1.74.
Hang on,
a whole packet.
So it's basically a slab of fat.
Mate, and cut up already. And I got home, and I soldered that pup, I oiled that pup and scored it, and I gnawed pig fat in the afternoon.
It's
and it was one of the most glorious moments of my life on Saturday.
Disgusting.
And this is why she said, tell everyone this morning what you said.
I don't like pork crackle.
What?
Stop crucifying me for it. I don't like it.
Your in-laws have crucified you.
You don't like certain
your parents,
things.
I'll eat anything.
Do you like? You don't like every single food under the sun. There'd be things that you go, no, I'm not a fan.
Oh,
I'm
like
not,
the brains you saw
I'm
me raw last year.
I'm not a fan of pork crackle. I don't like it.
And you reckon it's a taste?
I just find the taste is all right. Like, if it was like a matter of life and death, I could eat it. But to me, I just know how bloody fattening it is. I'm like, why would I waste calories on eating something that I don't like? I'd prefer to eat a chocolate mud cake and enjoy every moment of it.
So not liking crackling, that is today's question. Is it normal on 13, 12, 16? Up first from Madonga, Steve. Is it normal, mate?
Chrissy, I think you might have lost the listener this morning.
Are you serious?
I don't know how you could not think that's normal. This is a true story. I was in Europe last year and I went to a little Italian town called Orvieto and they cook up wild boar.
Right.
So like wild pig.
This is a random story.
But yeah. No, but you'll love it, Benny. The guy actually comes out and he's like, oh, do you want to try the actual crackling of the wild boar? Even better than regular pig crackling, Benny.
Oh,
don't
wow.
tell me you did it.
The dude in me sort of salivating
of course
a bit.
I did it, man. It was delicious.
Do you know what freaks me out, guys? It's not just the fact that I'm eating like pure fat. It's the fact that sometimes there's still hairs on it and it's creepy and no,
it
not
adds
a fan.
The
oh, Anne, are you going to pull me over the hot coals?
No, I'm not going to do that at all. I'm just saying, you're right, some people don't like crackle, but the amount of people who want more crackle outweigh you by about $1 million.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How many would come in, Anne? Would it be like, what, once a month, once a year, once every 6 months that someone would say, oh, no, Anne, I'll just hold the crackle, I'm not a fan?
Probably maybe once a month if you're lucky.
Wow.
Seriously.
Okay. Well, I'm outnumbered.
The fact that her family have nearly disowned her in-laws nearly disowned her, Anne, and I'm about to disown her. Like, I love crackle, and it's just blown my mind. How often would you come across? You wouldn't come across them often that would say, nah, easy on the crackling.
No, not very often at all. No. More, can I have extra crackle? Can I just buy crackle by itself?
Do you sell people just the crackle? Like, do they get a whole bag's worth and they go, all right, see ya?
Yeah, we do. If we had a little bit of extra, we'll sell it to the customers. But, yeah, they love it. As soon as we've got a bit extra, they pounce on it like a...
Wowza.
Yeah.
I think that you guys should all be really happy that I don't like crackle because next time I sit down for a roast with you, Ben, you'll be getting my crackle because I don't want it.
That's a positive.
There's no need to disown the friendship.
Yeah, but it's crackle.
That's it from Star FM's Ben and Christy. But if you want more, tune in weekday mornings or listen to the next podcast at 1049starfm.com.au. Telstra Stores, 10th Street, Albury and Wodonga Plaza, 1049 Star FM.